where the world of real and virtual auto sport meets. Mad Sim Racing Media presents the Into the Apex podcast.
All right, so episode two of our Into the Apex podcast. We have the crew here post Daytona race for the Cyber Thunder Xfinity Series race tonight on September 15th. Myself, Tyler Beeman. We have Bruce Perry with us, Jerry Isaacs, who was our eye in the sky tonight. Dave Sanders is in the room, Rob Guigar, Patrick Stein, and Bradley Beeman. We got the crew here. So we got two top fives for the team. We had Bruce and Bradley in the top five, and we had Dave in sixth place. Myself and Rob finished outside of the top 25 with some trouble, and I think everybody else finished up within the top 25. I think that's right.
Yeah, I'm going over the results right now, looking through it. But yeah, looks like overall a decent showing as far as top 25s go.
Yeah, what everybody think as far as I know we've been practicing for it for a bit and trying to get ready for it with some of our fun runs. We had the damage turned off in most of those, but with damage on tonight, I think a couple of us got hurt feelings just because that's how Daytona is. I know, Rob, you were struggling in the official races at Daytona leading up to this. And Rob's dead.
It's Rob there.
I'm throwing it to Rob. Right. Oh, man. We can cut that out.
No, leave it in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a human element.
Oh, he muted. Yeah, he must be. Technical difficulties for Rob. He sounded sharp on the Discord. But yeah, getting back to it, I mean, pretty decent. It's always kind of a crapshoot at Daytona, Talladega, these kind of tracks. I mean, you can... Bruce was kind of the faster one of us. He was on the pole, stayed in the lead up until some trouble, got the end of the longest line, and then you kind of were in the back through some cautions, but before we knew it, just leading your way up the field.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised I got the pole, so I'll take that. That was a good way to start the season, and turn to 180 and create that little wreck there in the beginning. I think I was running third or fourth, and hooked the guy in front of me, typical Daytona. So it kind of put a black mark on the night for me, but kind of brushed that off and started coming through the pack after that, and got caught up in another wreck, gave me some damage. So thank goodness for that next yellow, because I got that repaired. And I tell you what, the Metsim Racing Toyota Supra was fast after that. It was awesome.
Yeah, there was one point we had Jerry, it was our eye in the sky kind of spotting for whoever needed the spotting the most. I mean, there were, what, six of us out there. At one point, before I was in a crash, I was running P3, P4, and Jason Bibbins was up high, up front. And next thing I know, I hear Jerry call out, we've got a guy coming up through the middle, just flying through the middle lane by himself. I look in my mirror, and it's the Sim Racer coin car. It's Bruce Perry.
Yeah, I saw you guys up there, and I'm like, you know, that was my focus. I got to get to you guys so we can finish this out as a team and, you know, help each other out. And I got there, and then things kind of turned around again.
Did you have anybody behind you there pushing you, or were you just, like, did you have the draft and you were catching us, basically?
I got a little bit of a run behind a guy, and I just said, well, let me just go in the middle and get by him and the guy in front of him. And then next thing I know, the side draft was working. And no, I didn't have anyone behind me. I was there by myself.
Just getting the run down the middle. Because, yeah, I don't think Jerry noticed who it was. And just called out, we got a guy coming down. I mean, we thought it was just a madman kamikaze in his way down the middle lane.
Kind of was.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you get left out the dry, or did you actually stick it up there?
I got up there, and I don't know, I pulled in, and I was next to you, Tyler, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's right.
Fourth, fifth, sixth, somewhere in there?
Yeah, you were up there. I was staying right on the car ahead of me on the low line. I was staying low. I like to stay low at these tracks because I feel like I can at least have somewhat of a chance to bail into the grass if something happens. And I was just hoping to get tight on him and give you some space to tuck in behind me, but it was so close. And then I saw how close you were kind of in the middle lane. You weren't really on the high lane. So then my focus was don't hit the apron and get loose and wreck up into you and everybody else. Well, eventually later on, we had somebody bowled a strike basically on the whole front of the pack, but it wasn't us that caused it.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to just throughout the duration of the race. It seemed like the cautions came at a perfect time, at least for me, because there was a time there where I'd lost the main pack early in the race. I think most of us were running in like from 20th, 25th to even in the mid-30s, because we had a full field tonight. And I lost the draft because somebody cut out wreck, and I just slammed on the brakes because I couldn't see anything. And was within about 8 seconds of being lapped by the lead pack, and caution came out.
Yeah, got lucky there, right? I mean, sometimes that happens. Sometimes it works.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then at the end, like I say, I saw Dave was behind me, got behind me a little bit, and I said, you know, let's go to the outside and make a run on these guys. And then he started falling back. I'm like, oh yeah, he's got a lot of damage on that nose, so that wasn't gonna work. Then I saw you, Bradley, and I'm like, all right, get right in front of you, let's go. Yeah, let's go. And then you started falling back. I'm like, oh, he's got damage too. And I'm like, well, that's that. So I tried to use the side draft again to get up there in front. Just wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, I was waiting to see exactly which way you were going to go. I figured high, and I'll be honest, I was so focused on what was ahead of me, I didn't realize that was a teammate behind us. I was kind of throwing the block on Dave.
Yeah.
I'm kind of upset by that. But if you watch the clip I sent you, I was kind of swerving back and forth to steal a little bit of his draft, but also push up Bruce a little bit and then hold him back just in case whatever line he was in got a run, and I didn't even realize who it was.
I didn't either. He didn't have one of our paints, so yeah. I wasn't sure.
But I think it worked out in the end. I mean, that's a good showing. I think if we had another lap, we might have could have put something together for the first place, even if we had three cars up there with coordination. But I think I got a late jump on pushing to you. As soon as we crossed the line, there was a good car and a half space between me and you. And then by the time I pushed up to you, you'd already gone high, and there was really nowhere to put that energy.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, a couple laps to go. We need to make something happen here.
Yeah, well, we definitely, taking that high sign was a good choice. We gained a few positions because I think I crossed the line with the white flag in sixth, and then I crossed it in fourth. So we gained at least a couple.
Gained a couple. I thought I finished second, but looking at the rundown, I missed it by 0.05 of a second.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to at least get a couple. I mean, we have power in numbers with our team, especially in this Xfinity series. It's nice to get a couple top fives and a pole, let's not forget, for Bruce to open it out.
Yeah, they know we're here now, right?
Yeah, hopefully so. I mean, trying to get the team started back in February at Cyber Thunder with just two of us, and now we've got a ton of guys, and we got a ways to go in all these seasons. We've got more races this week, and I know we got a few guys tomorrow night again at Daytona in a little bit of a smaller field, but it's interesting going super speedway racing.
Yeah, it always is. You just never know what's going to happen. Roll of the dice, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think I know Rob's in here with us. I think he's having some technical difficulties. Jerry, I think, is let me know he's having some as well. We got Patrick in here. Patrick, if you're still in here, any thoughts on your race? You kind of stayed, I think, mid-pack a lot of the race, and I know you ducked back early on to join us kind of in the rear. Most of us, other than Bruce and I think Dave, fell back at the start of the race.
Yeah, I made the mistake of putting a qualifying lap in, and I started mid-pack, starting midfield, and I kind of went, nope, this isn't good for Daytona. I think I started in 22nd or something. So I, on the backstretch, just dipped down underneath the yellow line, and I lost the draft, and after that, it was pretty much over.
Oh, yeah. So you lost the draft when you fell back. I didn't realize that even.
Yeah, I think by lap two, I was already out of it. I mean, I was 6 or 7 seconds back from the last guy in the pack.
That shows how quick that can happen, too. It's always tricky. It's like you get past maybe a second behind somebody, and you think you can catch them, and you almost trick yourself into thinking that you are catching them, and then it's gone. You lose it.
It was a start. It was a smart strategy, though, because yeah. I did finish a lap down, but I finished 18th. So it's, yeah. I'm in the top 25 for next week. That's all that matters.
Yeah, look,
there you go.
Yeah, that's right. I pulled up the results. You were first one to lap down, so close to the lucky dog. And yeah, biggest thing is in a league like this, a top 20 is a big deal. I mean, there's no question about it. That's how we looked at it all last season in the Cup Series was a top 20 is good.
And honestly, I had the same strategy as Patrick. If I qualified, if I laid down a lap to kind of put me in the middle, yeah, I was probably going to drop back too and play it safe. But, you know, top four, I'm probably going to start there.
Yeah, either stay in the back so you can react to the trouble or stay up front so it all just happens behind you.
And who knew I would cause the trouble in the beginning.
Yeah. So what was it like up front in the early stages? We were like three packs back, most of us. I know I hooked on. I wish Rob's mic were working because I latched on to him. And we got up to P20 from almost P20, P37. We stormed our way up there. And there we go. We heard you there, Rob.
You guys are picking me up now?
Yep, we got you now. Rob's joining us. It's Rob Gugar.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. My computer tried to go into a restart out of nowhere and then somehow knew I didn't want it to and then abandoned it, so that was lucky. But the race was good. Like I said, I started dead last and got up to P5. I thought, honestly, whenever they announced that there wasn't going to be any restarts, it was going to kind of force everyone to be a little more cautious and it might actually be good, but I was kind of also hoping that I wasn't going to get caught in that wreck. So, you know.
Yeah, because you and me got linked up. Things got kind of slowed down. There was some trouble early in the race, but caution didn't come out. And then, so we all kind of got pushed back. And then I linked up with you, and Jason got up behind me, and we kind of stormed our way up there until the first caution came out.
Yeah, we had a really good run there for a while. The caution, like I said, kind of was good for everyone. But I guess just not taking any tires in the pits really got me back out quick. And I jumped quite a few spots during that stop.
Yeah, I didn't take tires either. So you, me, Jason, got up in the top 10 after caution one, and we were in P20 before that. So then we're up there, and things are calm, and we're running smooth. And then I know Jason was up there. I think this was when Bruce stormed his way up there as well. And then we had a car that was slower and off pace. I was running maybe fourth place on the low line. We had some cars on the upper line, and the car, I don't know if there was miscommunication on his part or what happened, but he was high and then he kind of moved dead center of the track in the corner. And it was kind of like bowling a strike right down the middle. And it got a lot of us. It got me. I think it got Rob. And that was a tough one.
I saw you just going over top of me, you and a couple other cars. So I was like, whew.
Yeah, I've got a video of that. So anybody that's listening that didn't see the race that's going up on our Facebook, just to see what happened, because it was a rough one for Daytona, and it's got to have been a miscommunication or just mistiming or something.
Maybe
like
a mistiming.
That. Yeah, probably something like that. But it was rough.
Yeah, well, you guys are working hard getting up to the front. I was trying to stay up front in the beginning there, but those guys, there's a team of three guys that had black and orange cars. Actually, the one teammate won the race. The other two, unfortunately, got involved in the wreck that I guess I caused. And they right at the start jumped in front of me. So I was running third, fourth, fifth there at the beginning of those opening laps.
Yeah, I think that's the, and you'll enjoy the team name if you haven't heard it. I think it's D's Lugnuts Incorporated. They actually won two out of the three championships last season. And I noticed they were good pushers the whole race. I know Tanner and then one car was up there pushing hard and very well.
Yeah, that was him. That's why it's kind of, you know, I got behind him, I pushed him a bit and all, and it's like, you know, like I said, the least I can do since I caused his other two teammates to drop out. So,
But yeah, all in all, pretty decent race. I mean, pretty standard Daytona race. A lot of long runs. Not too many cautions. I mean, usually when it happens at Daytona, it happens big. So next Tuesday we go to Auto Club. Two of us have to qualify our way in, myself and Rob. Thankfully, everybody else is looking like they're going to get to start the race for sure, as long as they make it.
Now, qualifying, is that a time trial lap? They just take the fastest guys?
Yeah, I believe it will be. I don't think it's a qualifying race. I think it is a practice session, and whoever's fastest in the amount of drivers that are available to get into the race will just advance, and everyone else will go home.
Wow, cutthroat, huh?
Yeah. And I know the Wednesday series we'll be having tomorrow. That'll be a smaller field. I can't remember exactly if it's 20, 25. Much smaller field. Obviously, a smaller driver pool. But that, I think, is going to have like a short heat race kind of deal, kind of like one of the duels at Daytona. I believe that's what they're going to do with that. So that'll be interesting.
That one has an I-rating cap and all, right?
Yeah, the 2000 cap for the driver development. So I think we'll have Rob, Patrick, Dave. I'm not sure if Dave's going to be in that one. I think so.
I'll be there, yep.
Yeah, Dave Sanders will be there. And Mike Taylor, I believe. So we should have a full team there tomorrow.
Oh, Mike Taylor too, eh?
Yeah, Mike tried to join us tonight, and he made it a little late, but he said he's going to come out tomorrow. I think he's on the eligibility list, and I think he'll be out there.
Thanks.
So, yeah, the Iceman. We haven't raced with Mike in quite a while. He's been doing some hurricane cleanup around the Gulf, I think.
He got a lot of W's under his belt. He might make a serious run. I didn't know he was competing this year in that.
Yeah, I think he's been sandbagging his I-rating or something. He is pretty good getting it down there. But yeah, that was Daytona night. Any closing thoughts from everybody? We'll kind of wrap it up here. Kind of a short thrown together post-race kind of roundtable to throw on. Any post-race thoughts for everybody?
Glad it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I was just really trying to hang with that lead pack for a while and try to stay out as much as I could. But I caught up in a bunch, wanted to go 1-2-3 there at the end, but just didn't have it to push Bruce. But all in all, I think what was it, 3rd, 4th, and 6th is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good finish for the team to get that many top 10s and even top 5s out of, 43 cars or 40-some cars, a full field. And that's a good point start. That's what I'm thinking of is, I don't know if I can commit to the entire season, but if I can keep that high in points, I'll certainly try.
You know, that was just a fun race to watch, not even to race in, to see Bruce start up at the front and have to get pushed to the back and then come storming back up for a third place finish. And I think Tyler and Rob got caught in an unfortunate incident, or I think you guys have been top 10 as well. You were right up there as well. So that was just an exciting race just to even watch.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think honestly, and correct me if I'm wrong, that was the first really full league race that we've done as a full team, where we all get together and work together and use the Discord for communication with the team speak. And I mean, that's a good sign of things to come. I think we're as a group, we worked really well together.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that'll like transfer over to the endurance side too. So
yeah, it's just basically the beginning of really close team racing with the core group of guys that we have now. We pieced together as the seasons ended in Cyber Thunder going into the summer and kind of have built up really massively over the summer break. And it's going to be a fun league season, over league season, endurance season going into Daytona 2021.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the applications coming to the team are just awesome.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, at this point, we even stopped recruiting, and people are just interested in joining what we have going on. So it's great to see. So that'll do it for Daytona, and we'll have another regular episode of the podcast coming up probably later this week, hopefully this weekend. But this is kind of just a quick post-race roundtable with the drivers that were on track for the Tuesday Xfinity Series.